Hi everyone, it's Susan from Escape Hatcher here on a Thursday night in Los Angeles. Not too chilly, a little bit warmer than it has been the last few days, and it's gonna rain over the next couple days. So, getting to the One Thing Thursdays a little bit late today, probably just making it on the East Coast before it turns to Friday. But the thing I wanted to mention today for One Thing Thursdays is make out a to-don't list. Everyone talks about to-do lists, and obviously we all have them, and they're probably overflowing with things that we must do. But I highly recommend making also a to-don't list. And this is something you can do when you have a little extra time on a Saturday night or, a Friday morning or whenever you have time during the week. But it's something that can be really fun and actually really enlightening. When you sit down and you really think about the things that you don't want to do in your life, if you're planning to start that dream biz, which is, what I'm hoping you'll do, or even if you're already in business and you're trying to figure out the things that are not working versus the things that are working, a to-don't list is a really invaluable thing to do, a really invaluable asset. I spent many years in the development world of entertainment. If you've read my bio, you know that I worked 20 plus years in entertainment and various capacities. And I was a development exec for a really long time, which meant I worked with a lot of writers and developing story ideas. And one of the things that I would always tell the writers that I worked with was it's a lot easier to learn about great screenwriting from a bad script than a good script. That sounds a little silly, but it's true. When you read a bad script, it becomes very obvious the things that don't work. They stick out sort of like not bright, shiny objects, but they stick out like sore thumbs. Sore thumbs. There you go. When you read a really good script, it's really hard to figure out the alchemy. It's really hard to figure out what makes it so good, what the magical element is, or elements rather. It's hard to decipher that because there could be many, many things that led to that final amalgamation of all of those words and ideas. But when you read a bad script, it's blaringly obvious what is not working, whether it's pacing or it's structure or it's dialogue or it's character development, or it's your act structure in terms of, when the plot is thickening and when the climax is happening, whatever it is, it really becomes obvious. So I would also recommend to you guys do the same thing. Make a to-don't list. Look at the things that are, not functioning and, exacerbate on those, write them down. I'm sorry, expand on those and write them down. Or look at other, other people's businesses out in the world or other things that are going on in other people's lives and write the things that you don't want to be doing yourself. Looking around you is always a very good idea for seeing what you don't want to do versus what you do want to do. So anyway, that's your One Thing Thursday tip this week is to write a to-don't list. And I recommend doing this on occasion from time to time. I think it's something, again, that can be really fun if you make it fun and not drudgery or a chore, but make it fun and light. But it's also sort of breaks the monotony and helps you look at things from a different perspective. And anytime you do that, you're always going to uncover things that you can never cover by doing the same thing day after day. You're going to uncover those hidden gems of knowledge that you need. So anyway, I hope you're enjoying your Thursday night or entering into your Friday morning, and I look forward to tapping in with you guys next week.